Let me speak to Doreen McKenzie from ABTA. Doreen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Doreen, is this an example? Because I got involved in a lot of conversation at the airport with people sitting around, and they would be more frequent flyers than me, and they were saying that time and again they're being held up, not just by EasyJet, but by the airlines in general. The one that did seem to come out as being the most reliable was Ryanair, from the conversation. I can't vouch for this, but that's what they were saying conversationally. Ryanair had more of a guarantee to get you there on time. And they were complaining about EasyJet in particular. And that was understandable because they were caught, as I was. And they had been EasyJet customers, some of them quite regularly. And last Monday, one of them had been held for exactly the same amount of time on the same flight coming out of the same blimmin' airport. And they were, you know, there was a sense of, you, the airport is, the airline is so successful and so busy that when something goes wrong somewhere else, and apparently there'd been snow in Geneva, that had caused a problem for us. And then there'd been another problem, which incidentally was also in Geneva, with a brake failure on the plane that delayed it. So they're so successful. They've so many passengers that if one cog goes wrong in the system, all of us have to sit and wait for hours.
Well, yes, that's all correct. But you have to remember there's thousands and thousands of flights per day up in the air travelling from point to point. Safety has to be number one, so all the technical ducks all have to be in a row before an aircraft can take off. And there's hundreds of reasons why a flight can get delayed, anything from technical to the weather to, you know, all sorts of things. Passengers arriving late at the gate, they're missing their slot, you know, they're not able to take off because their luggage is on board. They have to find the passenger or disembark or take the luggage off. So there's all sorts of reasons why delays happen. And they do. It's just one of those things in life.
So those who are saying that it's becoming more common are probably speaking out of frustration, are they?
I think so. There are charts that you can see online that tells you who's the most punctual carrier in different areas of the world. And by and large, most of the carriers are up there in around the sort of 80 to 90% on-time ratio. They work out the on-time by your arrival time, not your departure time, and that's why compensation comes about as well.
Yeah, it is frustrating, and I noticed they were giving out vouchers, you know, for £3 a person, because those on our flight had been sitting that long. But if you're only going across, like literally shooting across England and back, you don't want to be sitting 2 hours at Aldergrove and then 3 hours in the Newcastle airport. It makes you feel that it's not as convenient a service as you would imagine it to be.
I understand. I'm one of those frequent flyers. I'm in London virtually nearly on a weekly basis, and I came back on Friday and it took the actual flight 2 hours from taking off the tarmac to landing in Belfast. So I understand the frustration, and I'd been on the red eye that morning going out. So, you know, it does, it builds up and it's annoying. You think, why can't you just get this right? But it's because of all the parameters I explained earlier that you have to, you know, at the end of the day, you get past your frustration and you say, they're getting me there safely and in one piece, so I'm happy enough.
Yeah, and so it would be wrong for people to suggest that the low-cost flyers are so successful now. They probably have the same number of planes they used to have, and they need to have more, or they can't get enough flights or landing times or anything like that. Is that possible?
Yes, I wouldn't say that no-frills airlines against mainstream carriers are any worse or any better. Were they probably slightly more at a disadvantage is they wouldn't have the same number of aircraft that a mainstream carrier has, because the mainstream carriers have built their business and their product over a period of years. So they may have the odd spare aircraft that they can pull in to help fill a knock-on effect gap. That's why a flight's been delayed in one place, but it can't make its next rotation or its next one, so they can pull something else in. No-frills airlines are based on very tight money, so they don't wet lease a lot of aircraft, just what they need, so they don't have anything spare, so they've no alternative to bring in. So you could understand why they will have a harder time making up knock-on delays.
Yeah, and I suppose the reality is if you book early enough, the cost of the flight is so low, a bit of inconvenience, a couple of hours here or there, shouldn't really matter.
Well, no, you just have to think of it as actually a transport service. You know, how often is your bus service late? How often is the train service late? People put up with those and don't complain, but they seem to have a different expectation from the air.
Yeah, that's very true. That's certainly the feeling I got yesterday listening to people talking. Frustration was the word. Doreen, good speaking to you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Doreen McKenzie, the ABTA boss here in Northern Ireland.